Those taking in the day's events were bundled up in jackets and even had on stocking hats and gloves. This clearly wasn't typical early September weather, and that's why Rock and Roll agronomy owner Jason Hansen encouraged farmers to get out and check fields.
I usually wait 3-4 days because it takes that long. You know, most people are concerned with the leaves, and yes, you have to be, but for the most part now, you have to dive into your canopies on soybeans and see how far down, because some of this frost didn't go all the way to the bottom of the ground. So we're going to lose some of these top leaves, but we still got other leaves that'll help us fill. But also check stems to see what the integrity of that is. If they're going to be in bad shape, we're not going to be good to fill.
According to Peterson Farm Seed President Carl Peterson, in general, most of the row crops had either reached maturity or weren't far off from doing so.
Yeah, corn heat units, we've been ahead. So, you know, the corn that was planted on a timely basis, it may not all be black layer, but it's getting close. Soybeans, of course, a little bit further to go in some cases. But yeah, I'd say we're overall in pretty good shape.
One of the final topics discussed at the annual Peterson Farms Seed Field Day was weed management. Even despite more Palmer amaranth cases being added to the list in North Dakota, Hansen says the good news is people are on the lookout.
We had a lot of late rains, so that was a big red root pigweed year. And same with water hemp. Well, it's the same family as the Palmer amaranth. So when harvest is happening, out in your cereals or your edible beans, pay attention to all those areas around the borders of your fields and entrances and fence lines and trees for weeds that are just just don't look right, because you don't want this thing to go to seed.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.